Welcome to From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and in front of the mic to offer insights on stories they're working on. From the Newsroom, from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
I'm executive editor Dave Nordman. We're joined today by sports editor Jim Wilson. Welcome, Jim.
Hey, Dave.
High school boys basketball, an exciting time last week. We had an upset there with St. John's and South knocking off St. John's. Talk about that game first, and then jump into the rest of the poll for
us. Well, it's an interesting game because St. John's didn't have Bobby Duquette on, which is probably their best player. I think overall he's a senior. He's just sort of is the glue that holds that team together. So it's a big piece for St. John's to miss.
That jumps out to the average reader in the box score. But
no, exactly. And I don't want to take anything away from South, because I think we'll talk about South a little bit later, because I think they're a tremendous team, and I'd like to see that win, because that's a good sort of motivating, you know, the coaches, when the coaches look at you and say, this is what we've been telling you all season you guys are capable of doing. They played St. John's, it was a double overtime win, a lot of heart there for them to come back, and any win over St. John's, no matter who was on the roster, is going to be a big thing for teams, because they're 14-1, they're going to be number one again this week, I'm sure. They have TJ Power, freshman, who's averaging about 14 points a game. He's just tough to beat. You put him with Duquette out there, it's like one of those who do you stop kind of guys. Owen Marrera is averaging about 13.5 points a game. They've faced tests all season. They beat Wachusett in the Alaska final. They play them again Tuesday in Shrewsbury, so that should be a big game for them. They went out and played a schedule you'd think a St. John should play. When they beat Brockton, they beat Taconic, they have a 20-point win over Xaverian, they beat Commerce, a big 2-point win over Springfield Putnam, that's a big win for them to show that when they get to that tournament, they're going to be, they'll be a favorite to get against the WPI.
So two things I want to bring up before we move on to the other teams. One is the fact that they play overtime in high school basketball. Being a hockey guy, you wish that they played overtime in hockey, but two overtimes,
right.
What do you think? I mean, they're playing 2-3, or they just play till there's a winner. Can we talk to the hockey guys about this?
I wish they could, because I hate that whole, you play to a tie, and how much more hockey is it? You 15 more minutes until there's a winner in high school hockey. It's not going to be playing much four overtime games. So they should just get the Zamboni out there and scoop it out for overtime and play until there's a winner.
So you and Chris Kine will get on the MIA and yes. Talk to them and change the rule. We want to see overtime in high school hockey.
It'll be our new enterprise story, getting overtime installed.
I want to see it because, we in your poll every week, it's funny, you have the tie column in the high school basketball, and it's always going to be a goose egg in high school hockey. You've
right.
got teams with four or five ties, and I think if you poll the high school hockey coaches, not that we're going to get on high school hockey here, you'll have to redirect me, but I think if you poll them, they'd say what? They'd say, let's play till there's a winner.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I don't understand why there's not that.
And I'm only pointing this out because of this two overtime high school basketball
right.
game, which the reason why we're talking about it today is because it was two overtimes and it was exciting and there was a big upset.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly. Usually, a lot of times, in regular season, it's like, oh, they scored 5 points in overtime and they won the game. But this is you're playing, you not only have to win the game to get to regulation, at the end of the game to get to force overtime, you do it again to force second one. I don't think there's anybody that's not going to walk out of that gym saying that wasn't a great game.
Right. That's like an instant classic. Instead, if this were hockey, we'd be saying, well, hey, how about that South St.
Right.
John's, thrilling tie?
It wasn't like in St. John's when hockey, if you have that guarantee of a tie and those points to get, pick up that 1 point to get to the playoffs and things like
right.
that. So a lot of coaches, they change their strategy in the third period to sort of just try to get out of the rink with a tie type of thing. And it's not like Foley took that, say we don't have Duquette today. Let's just dribble the ball in our court for 15 seconds and just try to play, just try to run on the clock.
Right. Let's go to midcourt and then just dump it into the corner.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. A little icing in the basket.
So that's the first point I wanted to come up with, kind of wanted to go on the overtime tangent. tangent there. And the second one is, you mentioned St. John's missing Duquette and how one player, when you're talking about some of the very best teams, and you'll talk about some of these others, St. John's, Wachusett, Algonquin, Doherty, you know, South is obviously in that mix. Just missing one guy, one key guy, can just change the complex of a game.
Right, exactly. I mean, especially when basketball, when your offense runs so much through this one person, either getting him the ball or a player like Duquette might be facilitating the play and finding the open player like a power and things like that. So, I mean, they don't need Duquette to score 20 points a game. They have three other guys could probably do that. But, like, you know, Wachusett with Sam Dion and those guys, you know, Dion's averaging 20 points a game. Losing him will be big, even though I think Wachusett is one of the more balanced teams. Algonquin, same thing with Alex Carabon, you know, and Nick Redden average about 20 points a game. If you lose one of those guys, they're going to be, you know, it's going to be hard to replace that kind of offense.
You know, and talk, you know, kind of getting away from that one big St. John's South game, and obviously, you know, credit the South for pulling up the upset. But talk about some of the other teams in big games last week, Jim.
Yeah, we'll talk about Wachusett next because they got the game against St. John's coming up. I think they're 18-2, and they're coming off wins over Algonquin and Shrewsbury, and Shrewsbury just beat Algonquin a couple weeks ago. So I think that's to show us how really Wachusett sort of did for, you know, just getting their strength in the mid-watch A. They've won 7 straight. They've beaten Chicopee Comp. Their only other loss is that, other than the St. John's game in the Alaska final, was to Catholic Memorial, and their Catholic Memorial is 11-3. So it's you're not looking at that. They didn't fall asleep at the switch and lose a game they shouldn't. They play Asmit and Brockton end of season. I think those are great non-league games. So like St. John's are sort of getting out of the mid-watch A, which is a tough schedule to begin with, and playing some metal. I mentioned Sam Dion earlier. He's one of their better players. And, you know, he'll probably make our super team this year, but they have, you know, three other players averaging over 10 points a game, and Joey Nuttall, Trent Mascara, and Hunter Johnson. So I think it's one of those things. Hey, good job, you held Dion to 9 points, but what did you do with the other guys? So, you know, that's one of those things that other coaches have to look for.
Yeah, you mentioned St. John's and Wachusett being the top two teams in our poll for much of the season. But Algonquin, another team that's hanging right there,
yeah,
with the rest of them.
They've been a little erratic lately. They lost to Catholic Memorial early in the season, and then they lost to Wachusett by 25. They started 3-2, but they went on a 5-game winning streak to sort of got everything together. They had a good win over Belmont in that span, and then about 2 weeks ago they dropped a 2-point game to Shrewsbury, which is one of those, are they looking ahead because they had Catholic Memorial the next game. We talked about them earlier against Wachusett. They beat Catholic Memorial, so you get a look at, was that where they sort of taking Shrewsbury a little lightly, taking a game off type of thing? Then they beat Groton Dunstable. Another good win for them, because Groton Dunstable is one of those better teams in D2. But then they lost to Wachusett by 8 on Friday, so they have a rematch with Shrewsbury coming up and St. John's to end the season. But they should be good strength going. I mentioned Carabon is a big freshman, came over back home from St. Peter Marion last year. He's averaging like almost 24 points a game. He's just tough to stop. He can do whatever he wants to on the court. Brian Duffy's another one of those guys. He's probably gives him a good big three with him and Redden. Again, that's what you need. This, and if you're looking for the Division One favorites, you're looking at multiple players to try to stop. You can't just we're talking about a lot of these teams, and not one of them has like, all right, well, if you stop at their ace, it's you bring up hockey, you stop their sniper, they're gonna have a hard time scoring. And a lot of these guys have multiple players to pick up the slack.
And the next team I want to bring up, and we were talking off the air, is Doherty, and
yeah,
they play in the Inter-High. You know, there's never an easy game every night. They've beaten some really good teams. They've had some, some tough losses. But talk about the Highlanders.
Yeah, Flanny and I love Inter-High basketball, especially when it's really on, clicking on all cylinders. There's no, like you said, there's no bad game. Even like you look at a team that's under 500, and they're still going to play. It's gonna be a great game to watch. Doherty, a lot of people in the season, they lost Marty Silvera, who's a super team last year. He went to play prep at Putnam Science, and so you're kind of thinking of, okay, well, now they're going to take a step back, especially given the schedule they play. Alex Momo has been keeping that team afloat with just a great two-way player, probably the best rebounder maybe in the state. I think he's fantastic. You look at their losses, they're 9-3, but they've lost to Tantasqua, which is one of those wake up, you got to play every night kind of losses for them. Wachusett sort of handed them a big loss, and then they lost to Algonquin, but they have wins over South, they have wins over Shrewsbury, Pittsfield, and then, like you said, they play in that Inter-High. That's gonna be a battle every night. They play play St. John's on Friday. They're just, I think they're going to be a good team to watch because I think they can give you a battle every night. Noah Callery, another great player for him. Gives him a good balance. If you can stop on Momo, Callery will pick up the slack.
And only a sophomore, too.
Exactly. I think that's, they're a good young team, great coaching staff. That bench is loaded with guys that can carry the load. I think they're going to be prepared. Like I said, Tantasco was a good team, but I think with a team like Doherty expected to get that win, so I think that's going to be what's something they hammer into them all season, that if you think you could take this, not get back on defense that one game, that Tantasco loss is going to wake them up a little bit.
And talking about teams really playing well lately, Westboro, you mentioned, is playing,
yeah,
is playing some great ball.
Westboro is, the Doherty brothers, Matt and Michael, really keep them, they're both averaging over 19 points a game. I think that's, they've won four in a row. Their losses have been to Algonquin in North Andover. They play Wachusett next week. Will be a huge test for them. They have games against Shrewsbury and Assabet, and they're probably my pick for the Clark tournament. I think they're a fantastic team. I think they're going to be, Jake Hughes averaging almost 12 points a game. So that gives them a big three, which that's a big fan of anything in Central Mass basketball. You have to have two or three good players to sort of be a championship contender. So I like the Rangers a lot.
And when you mention Westboro, you can't mention Westboro without mentioning their game against Groton Dunstable last week.
Yeah, they lost to Westboro by four. I think that's Groton Dunstable's they're another one of those tough teams. Evan Cook is, might not find a good player that's tough enough to stop. He's averaging almost 20 points a game. Brian Scott's another guy that can complement him. They're tested. They look at I wish more coaches. I'd rather go into the playoffs, 15-5, and those five losses be good losses, because those teams that come into 18-2 and they lose in the first round because they just were unprepared. Groton Dunstable, they played, they lost to Westboro. They also played Wachusett and Algonquin. They lost both those games, but they're not going to see any team in that postseason better than Wachusett and Algonquin. I think that's going to be, a great matchup for the Crusaders. They've been tested.
And I know you want to talk about South, but one other team I want to ask you about is Hopedale. You mentioned the Clark tournament. They seem to be a team that's always there, a small school, but just having an outstanding season.
Yeah, the Dual Valley Conference. We mentioned the Inter-High earlier. The Dual Valley Conference is no matter how many people they graduate, it's going to be Hopedale. Nipmuc's always going to be tough. Sutton's always loaded.
Whitesville Christian's having a great
always
season.
They have a great season. And, so it's like just getting out of that league is really tough. A lot of people don't talk about that. But, their only losses here for Hopedale is a one-point loss to Wayland. They played Sutton. They beat them. They beat already by 13. They beat Whitesville Christian, rather, by 12. So I think, when those rematches come up, I think they're going to be tested. Dan Liberatore is averaging almost 19 points a game. I think, like you said, the Clark tournament is going to be a big test for them. But the Blue Raiders are looking pretty good.
And, anything else you want to say about South? They were eighth in our poll last week. Surely, to move up after that big win over St. John's. But talk about the Colonials and who they have coming up and what they have to do.
Yeah, they have the second half of the Inter-High schedule. Their only loss were Doherty by 4 points and Sutton by 1 point. So they're just I think they're just starting to put it together. I think Pappy Pay is, there's one of those teams. They don't have one of those big dominant 20 point a game scores, but they have a lot of guys that can average, over 10 points a game. I think they have three or four players over 10 points. Pappy Pay, Trizell Russell, Aaron Akruma, they're just, one of those guys. Who do you stop? Because if you stop one of them, the other guy's going to come up and light it up. Pat Williams does a great job with his team every year. We're always talking about South. They have those battles with Doherty and Burncoat, and Maine South is in the dry now, so that's going to be tough. Two games for them every year. They're going to be a team to watch. I like anybody coming out of Indian High. I'm always high on.
And finally, as we wrap things up here with Jim Wilson, the sports editor of the Telegram Gazette, our correspondent Jay Guerin and John Ballou at our sister paper at the Gardner News, really high on what this last team I want to mention, Narragansett.
Narragansett.
Talk about the Clark tournament. They'll be coming down here in short time and looking for a title.
Yeah, they have a big test against Lemonster Wednesday, and they can score almost 100 points a game. It's just that offense they're running is they have two big guys. Tyler Dill came back from injury. He's averaging almost 22 points a game. Freddie Harris has a 20-point a game average. Ben Edwards can put the ball in the basket. I think they've run. I think they lost in a Neshoba in the third game of the season, but they've run the table since. They're going to be a Division III team. This can be team to watch. They're starting to put it all together. Richie Zellenritis has a has a wagon up there.
And we mentioned a little bit about tournaments. Talk a little bit about the tournament that we sponsor here, the Telegram Gazette home team high school basketball tournament. You've mentioned a few of these teams here. The schedule is the schedule, but who do you see? Who do you see as the favorites in that tournament?
They're going to seed it this year, which I think is a great thing. So they're not usually before they sort of match up the teams against each other. They sort of know a schedule going in. They're going to seed the teams, which I think is a long time coming for that tournament. It's we mentioned it earlier with Ledger High. So you have those four teams that are going to be the best in Worcester. So I think having those matchups, you have North and South and Burncoat. And North and Burncoat, we didn't talk about them, but they're part of that inter-high roster that's going to just give you battles. I think
Yeah, and you mentioned Doherty being in that tournament. Worcester Tech, Worcester Tech has what, one loss this year?
Holy Name, St. Peter Marion. I think there's nobody goes into those games saying, okay, it's an easy win. I mean, even when they're down, Holy Name's picked up some great wins this year. St. Peter Marion's young. They lost a couple people to transfers and graduation. But they're always tough. I think I don't think anybody's looking at those games as easy wins in the first round. So that's why I like that whole seeding thing. You get them by the record going into the season. You're going to get some good games there.
Yeah, the home team tournament always an exciting time. And when it's home team tournament time, right around the corner after that is the real postseason.
Right. You got the home team. You got the Clark. You got got a lot of good games to end the season. Then you go into the tournament. It's almost we're halfway through. It's crazy how the season's flown by.
Well, thanks, Jim. That's Jim Wilson, the sports editor of the Telegram and Gazette. You can read Jim and all of his staff's coverage in the pages of the TNG and online at telegram.com. And, of course, you can follow TG Sports at TG Sports. Thanks, Jim, and we'll have you back next week.
Thanks, Dave.